请我们翻到启示录。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation.
第九章。
Revelation chapter 9.
启示录第九章。
Revelation chapter 9.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
第六位天使吹号，我就听见有声音从神面前金坛的四角出来，吩咐那吹号的第六位天使说，把那捆绑在波拉大河的四个使者释放。
And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God, saying, and a month and a year, for to slay the third part of men.
马军有二万万，他们的数目我听见了。
And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000.
十八节。
Verse 18,
口中所出来的火与烟并硫磺，这三样灾害，在这三样灾杀了人的三分之一。
By these, three were the third part of men killed, by the fire, and by the smoke, and by the brimstone, which issue out of their mouths.
我们特别注意第十四节，把那捆绑在波拉大河的四个使者释放。
We especially pay attention to verse 14. Loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates.
这个中文的波拉大波，中文的波拉大河就是幼发拉底河。
In the Chinese translation, it is different, but it is referring to the Euphrates River.
我们再看第十六章。
Chapter 16.
启示录第十六章。
Revelation chapter 16.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
第六位天使把碗倒在波拉大河上，河水就干了，要给那从日出之地所来的众王预备道路。
And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, and the way of the kings of the east might be prepared.
那这里的波拉大河又是幼发拉底河。
Again, the river that is referred to here is Euphrates.
我们特别注意它的河水干了。
We pay attention to that it was dried up.
而且要给那从日出之地所来的众王预备道路。
That it may prepare the way of the kings of the east.
那这些日出之地就是东方的意思。
And when it refers to the Chinese where the sun arises, it is the land of the east.
那就是东方的诸王预备道路。
Of the kings of the east.
然后我们看第十四节。
We look at verse 14.
他们本是鬼魔的灵，施行奇事，出去到普天下众王那里，叫他们在神全能者的大日聚集征战。
For they are the spirits of the devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty.
然后十六节。
Verse 16.
那三个鬼魔便叫众王聚集在一处，希伯来话叫做哈米基多顿。
And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon.
我们特别注意启示录两个地方提到幼发拉底河。
We take note of the two places in Revelation that mentions about the river Euphrates.
一次在第六号，一次在第六碗。
One is on the sixth trumpet, and the other on the sixth bowl.
现在我们回过头来看出埃及创世纪。
Now we will return and look at Genesis.
十四章。
Genesis chapter 14.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
有一个逃出来的人告诉希伯来人亚伯兰。
And there came one that had escaped and told Abram the Hebrew.
我们要知道这里是圣经第一次提到希伯来人。
Here we must take note, it is the first time in the scriptures that it mentions about the Hebrew.
亚伯拉罕是第一个希伯来人。
Abram is the first Hebrew.
希伯来在原文的意思就是渡过河的意思。
Hebrew in the original text means it has gone through the river.
所以亚伯拉罕是渡过幼发拉底河的人。
So Abraham was one who had crossed the river Euphrates.
然后亚伯拉罕的后裔也跟着亚伯拉罕就渡过了幼发拉底河。
Likewise, the descendants of Abraham have crossed over the river Euphrates.
我想我们的圣经就暂时读这么多。
That will be all scripture reading for now.
我想我把刚才我们所读的圣经稍微解释一下。
Let me explain some of the scriptures we have just read.
因为这个和我们所说到神永远的旨意发生很密切的关系。
Because this has close relationship to the topic that we share on, the eternal will of God.
我盼望弟兄姊妹一直注意到神话语中间的对称。
I hope brothers and sisters can continue to take note of the symmetry in the word of God.
你看见神最早的一本书 Alpha Book 就是创世纪怎么解释启示录然后启示录怎么解释创世纪。
You can see from the first book of the Bible, Genesis, the Alpha Book, how it explains Revelation and how Revelation explains Genesis.
圣经告诉我们神把人放在伊甸园里那里有一条河叫幼发拉底河。
The Bible tells us that God has placed man in the Garden of Eden, and there was a river there, and that is the river Euphrates.
那条河是在伊甸园里面。
That river is in the Garden of Eden.
就滋润整个的伊甸园。
It waters the entire garden.
在整个神所创造的大地上。
In the entire land that God created.
只有那块地方是乐园。
Only that piece of land is paradise.
那个地方就好像天堂一样。
That place is just like heaven.
那是人间天堂。
That is the heaven on earth.
你在伊甸园就好像在天上一样。
If you are in the Garden of Eden, you are like in heaven.
所以我们知道，就在这个伊甸园里面有一条河，就是幼发拉底河。
Now we know that in the garden there is this river, that is the river Euphrates.
那么神让亚当和夏娃
，God allowed for Adam and Eve
从这个乐园开始。
To begin with this paradise.
然后他生养众多，遍满地面。
For them to be fruitful and multiply to fill the land.
神的同在，神的荣耀，神的祝福都在这个伊甸园里。
The presence of God, the glory of God, the blessing of God is in this garden.
刚开始所有的祝福和荣耀和同在都集中在这个伊甸园里。
At the beginning, all the blessing, the presence, the glory is summed up in this garden.
如果亚当后裔他们真是大家都吃了生命树的果子
If the descendants of Adam they all partook of the fruit of the tree of life
结果当他们遍满地面的时候
As they fill the land
他们就能为神掌权
They're able to reign for God
他们自己服在神的王权底下
They themselves submit under the authority of God
结果他们就能做代表的权柄
Therefore they're able to have that representation, representative authority
Delegate.
The delegated authority.
那结果我们知道说整个的地就归给神。
Therefore, the whole land would return to God.
那么结果你看见当人能够管理空中的鸟、海里的鱼和地上的走兽的时候。
As a result, when you see man is able to subdue the birds in the air, the creeping things, and the beasts of the field.
你看见这里有海军是鱼。有空军是鸟，有陆军是走兽。
You're able to see the armies of the air, the army of the sea, the fishes, the army of the land, the beasts, the creeping things.
所以神就要人做海陆空的大元帅。
God wants man to be the commander of these three forces in the air, in the land, in the sea.
结果地上有一个国。
So there will be a kingdom on earth.
这个国就是我们的主耶稣在马太福音25章所说的，从创立世界以来为你们所预备的国。
This is the kingdom referred to in Matthew chapter 25 for the kingdom that was prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
结果在这个沦陷的地区里面，神就能够从仇敌的手里面夺回他的领土来。
Even in this fallen land, God is able to regain and recover the land that's occupied by the enemy.
到了那个时候，你看见神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
At that time, we're able to see the will of God being done on earth as it is in heaven.
那在这个时候，仇敌就蒙羞了。
At that time, the enemy would be shamed.
所有的天使执政的、掌权的，他们就得了一个教育，他们学了一个功课。
All the angels, all the dominions, the principalities, they have gained this lesson.
现在你看见神不光是全能的，神也是蛮有智慧。
Now they're able to see God is not only the Almighty, but He is filled with wisdom.
他用他的全能毁掉撒旦，这个不稀奇。
There is no amazement in His using His might, God using His might to destroy Satan.
但是现在神用另外一般受造之物， 因着他们伏在神的权柄底下，站在神的这一边，现在完全叫仇敌蒙羞。
Now God is to use in His wisdom another group of creatures, His created beings, to stand on His side, to submit under His authority, to shame Satan, the enemy.
所以那条河是祝福的河。
That river is a river of blessing.
那四条河都是祝福的河。
Those four rivers are rivers of blessing.
你看见这个祝福从伊甸园开始，然后要祝福要带到全世界各地。
You're able to see this blessing origin or originates from the Garden of Eden and goes throughout the land to bless the land.
但是当你读创启示录的时候
，But as we read Revelation,
等到人类的历史要靠近结束的时候
，When it is near the end of man's history,
你看见那条河居然成为逼迫神子民的河。
You're able to see that river becomes a river that persecutes the people of God.
你看见到了第六号的时候，有四个使者被释放。
You're able to see on the sixth trumpet there would be four angels that are loosed.
那么大家不要忘记，这个使者就是堕落的使者。
Now do not forget these angels that are loosed. They are the fallen messengers. The angels.
把他们释放了。
They are loosed.
如果他们不释放，他们不能做什么事。
If they are not loosed, they cannot do anything.
现在他们释放了，他们可以自由做任何的事。
Now they are loosed, they are free to do whatever they want.
后来我们才晓得。
Later we discover.
原来在这个四个使者的里面有一个计划。
Amongst these four angels, there's this plan.
他有一个阴谋，有一个阴谋。
They have the scheme.
那么这个阴谋，这个 plot， 这个阴谋是什么呢
？And what is this plot？
这个阴谋就是到了某年某月某日某时。要杀人类的三分之一。
This plot of theirs is in a day, in a month, in an hour, in a year, they are to kill the third part of men.
那这里的某年、某月、某日、某时，在希伯来的原文。
In the Hebrew original of this time.
那个某字是没有的。
That word in a certain time, that certain is not there.
在希伯来原文里面，在希腊原文里面，就到年、日，到年、月、日、时。要杀人的三分之一。
In the original text, there is not certain. It is just in a year, a month, a day, an hour to kill third part of men.
大家都还记得这个大家都还记得，就是在历史上很有名的 D-Day.
You still remember a very famous day in history, the D-Day.
我们都知道说 D-Day 就是在诺曼底。我们知道说这个联军盟军在。法国的诺曼底登陆的时候
，We know the D-Day was the Allied forces when they landed in Normandy in France.
那么那一天呢，就称作 D-Day。
That day is called D-Day.
在 D-Day 的时候，你看见说有已经有伞兵已经渗透到敌人的后方，然后前方呢那些盟军呢就。从那个海滩上登陆，所以这是永远不会忘记的那一天。
We know that day how the troops landed and surrounded it was that the paratroopers landed behind the enemy and the Allied forces also went on sea and into land.
那为什么叫 D-Day 呢
？Now why is it called D-Day?
D-Day 非常的简单。
D-Day is very simple.
就是说，在盟军试着要把敌军拿下来、攻打敌军的时候
，It is when the Allied forces was to subdue the enemy.
在他们的计划里面，就在那一天，有一天，他们要开始展开他们的攻击。
It is their plot on that day. They're to execute their attack.
那么他们在那一天，别人不知道，他们知道。
The enemy does not know. No others know, but they know.
全世界都不知道，他们自己知道。
The whole world does not know, but they know.
这是根据他们的计划。
This is according to their plan.
到了那一天
，On that day，
你看见无论是敌后的，无论是前线的，你看见最后他们要。从诺曼底登陆。
Regardless of the front or the back, they will attack and land in Normandy.
那么那一天，他们心中的那一天就是 D-Day.
On that day, in the day in their hearts, it is D-Day.
为什么叫 D-Day 呢
？Why is it D-Day?
因为 day 的这个英文字第一个字母叫 D.
Because the first letter of the word day begins with D.
所以呢，他们说 D-Day 其实就是他们心中的日子。
In fact, when they mention this term D-Day, it is the day that is in their hearts.
他们心里面有一个 day, 有一个日子。
In their hearts, there is this day, this day.
他们就在 day 的时候，他们就攻击了。
It is on that day that they will attack.
不过这个好像不大，这个所以好像所以他们为了方便的缘故，前面加个 D-Day。
So, just for convenience, instead of day, they put it is D-Day.
到了 D-Day 的时候，他们就开始进攻了。
On D-Day, they will attack.
其实，在他们的计划里面，不光是什么哪一天，而且哪一个小时要开始进攻。
In fact, in their plan, in their plot, it's not only a certain day, but a certain hour.
所以在他们的心中就是 day.Hour 的时候就开始攻击。
In their hearts, it is that day, that hour, they will have to attack.
那么哪一天呢？
Which day?
他们心中的那一天。
In their heart, that day in their heart.
那你怎么表示心中的那一天呢？
How do you express the day in your heart?
因为 day 的第一个字母是 D, 所以说 D day.
Because the first letter of the word day is D, is D day.
那么他们心中有一个时候。
In their heart, there is a time.
到底是什么 hour, 什么时候呢？
What time, what hour?
所以很简单。
Very simple.
H hour.
H hour.
因为 hour 的第一个字母是 H, 所以它是 H hour.
Again, the first letter of the word hour is H, is H hour.
所以那个时候他们都知道他们在 D-Day, H hour 的时候他们就要开始攻击。
At that time, they know it is on D-Day, H hour, they will attack.
一切都是根据他们的计划。
Everything is according to their plan, their plot.
现在大家明白吗？
Now you understand.
等到四个使者被释放的时候。
When the four angels are loose.
他们心中有一个阴谋。
In their hearts, there is this plot.
他们在整个心里面，在那一年。
In their heart, in a year.
哪某一年。
In a year.
某一个月。
In a month.
某一个日。
In a day.
某一个时。
In an hour.
那用我们刚才的比方的话就很清楚了。
In our example, it is very clear.
那就是在 Y year.
It is in the Y year.
在 M month.
It is M month.
然后呢在 D day.
It is D day.
在 H hour.
And H hour.
然后他们要杀人类的三分之一。
They will kill the third part of man.
用今天的人口来说。
In today's population.
大概200,000,000的人要不明不白的就这么死去。
It is 20,000,000 part of the population that will die.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
你看见说恐怖主义到了第六号的时候要到了最高峰
You can see terrorism on the sixth trumpet is at the highest point
911事变以后 你我都看见一个新的恐怖主义诞生了
After the change in 9/11 you're able to see a new change a new birth of terrorism
他们从1968年我们叫政府有一个研究机构就对全世界的恐怖主义就做了一番的统计
We know in 1968, the government started agency to have all the information on terrorism.
那个研究机构叫做 RAND, R-A-N-D.
And that agency is called RAND, R-A-N-D.
那么在他们的电脑里面，他们从1968年所有全世界的恐怖分子，所有的恐怖的那个活动，他们通通把它输到电脑里面。
In their computer files, all the terrorists and all the terrorist activity is stored in their computers.
结果他们发现
，They discover
从萨丹胡塞第一次波斯湾战争打败了以后。
After the defeat of Saddam Hussein in the first portion, Persian Gulf War,
在回教的世界里面就起了很大很大的变化。
In the Muslim world, there had been a great change.
西方的世界根本不知道这个变化。
The Westerners do not know of this change.
但是其实呢，我们知道，自从第一次波斯湾战争以后
，But in fact, we know after the first Persian Gulf War.
如果你注意全世界国际恐怖分子的活动的话
，If you take note of all the activity worldwide of the terrorists,
你就发现说，从1990年大概那个时候开始，一直到这个911这个纽约金爆事件为止
，You'll discover from 1990, that's about the time of the war until 9/11.
你发现那个时候的，你发现在这一段时间里面，国际恐怖的活动那个能见度忽然加高了。
You'll discover the activity in the worldwide terrorism suddenly shot up.
现在死伤的人都是几百、几百、几百的。
Now the death toll is in the hundreds and hundreds.
你看一架民航机不见了，你看都是几百人的。
Now you see if just one plane is missing, it's hundreds of people.
所以从那个时候开始，你看见很明显的一种和从前不一样的恐怖主义 结果诞生了。
From that point on, you can see a new birth of a new terrorism that has never existed before.
其实在主耶稣那时候已经有恐怖主义。
In fact, during the days of our Lord Jesus, terrorism existed.
你知道主耶稣的十二个门徒里最少有一个是恐怖分子。
You know, amongst the 12 disciples of the Lord Jesus, one of them was a terrorist.
那当然指着没有得救以前了。
Of course, that's speaking to the fact before he was saved.
你记不记得圣经里面跟随主的有一个人叫做奋锐党的西门？
Now, do you remember this disciple?Disciple of the Lord Jesus called Simon the Zealot.
那为什么叫奋锐党呢？
Now why is he called Zealot?
奋锐党严格说来就是那个时候有一般的人。
Now to be very strict, it's during that time there's this group of people.
他们非常爱他们的国家。
They truly love their country.
结果呢，他们专门要对付那些罗马的政要。
As a result, they are dealing with the Roman Empire.
因为罗马的政要
and the
officials,
the officials of the,
这些人不是在压迫他们吗？
Now, on the Romans oppressing them.
所以他们尤其比方说你看这些罗马的政要通通在哪，在提比利亚嘛。
Now, for example, you can see all the Roman officials and Tiberia.
那么结果他们就在提比利亚旁边不远有个山崖，很高很高山崖的地方。
Then, for example, if they are situated in Tiberia, they will be in a place not far away from there in a very high mountain.
那个附近的谷叫做鸽子谷。
And they have a valley there, and that is the valley of the pigeons.
那为什么叫鸽子谷呢？就是原来在那个附近的山崖上面有一个洞，一个洞，一个洞的。
Now, why is that place called the valley of the doves or the pigeons? Because there are caves, holes in the mountain.
其实这个有洞的这个山头啊，离开主耶稣说山上，其实主耶稣这个讲山上的教训根本不远的地方。
In fact, this mountain area is not far away from the Mount Sermon, Sermon on the Mount, and where the Lord gave the Beatitudes.
如果主耶稣在山上，在山上这个讲到你们要爱你们的仇敌的时候。
Now, when the Lord was on the mountain.Teaching them to love your enemies.
要为他们祷告。
You have to pray for them.
如果这个风对的话，那个声音很容易就吹到我刚才所说的那个有鸽子洞的那个山崖上。
Now, if the wind was just blowing right when our Lord taught them, the wind will have the volume, the sound carried to those.
那谁躲在这些洞里面呢？
Now who are hiding in these caves?
那就是奋锐党的人。
It was the zealots.
他们知道没有多远的地方就是提比利亚。
They know not far away from them is Tiberia.
你看见他们要对付的、要暗杀的就是这些人。
These people that they're going to deal with, they're going to assassinate, are these Roman officials.
他们不光要暗杀罗马的政要。
Not only do they have to assassinate the Roman officials.
而且要专门暗杀那些帮助罗马政府残害逼迫自己同胞的人。
But especially those of their own countrymen that are helping the Roman Empire to persecute their own people.
他们怎么到洞里面去呢？
How do they go into these caves?
他们像泰山一样把那个绳啊从悬崖的上面掉下去。
They're just like Tarzan. They tie the rope on top of the mountain and they go down from the
rope. 然后荡秋千，荡荡荡，然后就荡到洞子里面去。
And then just swing along these ropes and swing into the cave.
后来罗马要毁灭他们的，他们就这样一个一个的用火把就把每一个洞通通烧掉。
Now as the Roman Empire wants to deal with them and destroy them, they shoot the fire arrows into each of the caves.
那不要忘记，奋锐党的西门就是其中的一个。
Now do not forget, Simon the Zealot was a part of this group.
他专门要追杀那些出卖国家的人。
They were to persecute and kill those who betray their country.
他要杀的人就像马太这样的人。
They want to kill people such as Matthew.
现在他不需要走遍天涯海角去追杀马太，现在主耶稣就把他通通聚到主的脚前来。
Now he doesn't have to chase Matthew all over around the world.The Lord has gathered them together at his feet.
所以你看见说一个奋锐党的西门是爱国的，一个马太是卖国的。
One you can see, Simon the Zealot is one who loves his country, and Matthew is one who betrayed his
country. 这两个人一个在南极，一个在北极。
One is in the South Pole, one is on the North Pole.
但是只有主耶稣能把他们聚在一起。
But only the Lord Jesus can gather them together.
能让他们彼此相爱。
To let them love one another.
除了福音之外，
besides the gospel,
没有人能做这样的事。
No one is able.To do this work.
所以我们知道恐怖主义是老早老早就有了。
So we know from that the terrorists exist long ago.
不过那个时候奋锐党的西门。
But for Simon the Zealot at that
time, 他如果真的要暗杀的话，
if he really wanted to assassinate,
他只杀罗马的政要或者像马太这样的人。
Maybe he just can kill the Roman officials or people like Matthew.
他不会滥杀无辜，不会滥杀婴孩，不会滥杀那些这个老板，普通一般的人不会的。
He is not a murderer. He will not kill the babes or the people or just any innocent bystander.
他这样做是有选择性的。
When he chooses to do that, there's a choice.
那么我们知道，这个就是从古以来一直有的旧的恐怖主义。
We know that is terrorism as it exists before of old.
那这个没有什么稀奇。
There's nothing to wonder about.
我们都知道，你读历史的话，你看过很多很多这样的故事。
We know when we read history, there are much of these stories.
但是在人类历史里面
，But in the history of man,
从波斯湾战争以后，有一个很大的转弯。
After the Persian Gulf War, there is a great changing.
虽然萨达胡塞现在被抓起来了
，Now even though Saddam Hussein is captured,
但是大家不要忘记
，But do not forget,
萨达胡塞自从波斯湾战争有一个 legacy， 留下这个世界有一样东西。
After Saddam Hussein, there's a legacy that's left in this world.
那么这个其中有一个 legacy， 有两个 legacy， 其中有两留下两样东西，有一样你会发现，最后新的恐怖主义终于就抬头了。
From this legacy, you can see two things. One of these two things is the birth of the new terrorism.
结果你看见现在的恐怖主义仍旧是恐怖主义。
Now you're able to see terrorism today is still terror.
但是新的恐怖主义。
But it's a new terrorism.
旧的恐怖主义是旧的恐怖主义。
The old terrorism.
你看见是希望这个旧的恐怖主义是希望这个能够达到目的。
The old terrorism is in order to meet their goal.
但是希望人死的越少越好。
But they want the casualty to be minor.
他希望世界的越多看这件事。
They want the world to pay attention to this issue.
但是他不希望人死，他希望人死的死伤越少越好。
But they want the casualty to be at a minimum.
因为人的良心会告诉他们。
Because the conscience of man will tell them.
如果他们为着要达到一个目的，他们用非常的手段的话。
For the sake of gaining their purpose, to use extreme measures.
但他们不希望滥杀无辜的。
Yet they don't want to kill the innocent.
他们不愿意流无辜之人的血。
They don't want to shed the blood of the innocent.
所以这就是旧的恐怖主义。
That is the old terrorism.
新的恐怖主义不是这样。
New terrorism is not that way.
新的恐怖主义就达到目的，什么手段都可以用。
With new terrorism, no matter what the means, I must obtain my purpose.
所以为着让全世界越多人看越好。
In order for the whole world to look, the more the better.
你看见那个能见度一定要看得见，一定大家看得见的。
Everyone must see what we have done.
能见度和死伤的人数有关系的。
They must be able to see what we have done. That has to do with greater casualty.
你看见三万人比三千人能见度不知道高多少。
Now to die, the more 30,000 is better than 3,300.
我们知道这个就是新的恐怖主义。
We know that is the new terrorism.
结果到了九一一的那一天。
On the day of 9/11.
现在全世界就在电视上忽然看见说这个新的恐怖主义已经诞生了。
Now on 9/11, on the day when everyone's watching their TV, that is the birth of new.
你看见他们用四架的民航飞机
？You know they use four airlines, airliners.
民航的飞机。
They use two civil airlines, commercial airlines.
结果把他们变成四架的飞弹或者导弹。
To turn them into four missiles, four bombs.
你看见吗？用四敌人的四，用他们用敌人的四架飞机。
Now they use the enemy's four commercial airliners of the enemy.
然后把它变成四架的飞弹，然后变成四架的飞弹。
To become four flying missiles.
然后大家就知道说，最少有三千人就这样不埋不明不白的就这么死去。
As a result, we know that over 3,000 die unknowingly.
他们所表现的。
What they are able to express.
他们在电视上给全世界所看见的。
On the television for the whole world to see.
是好莱坞根本拍也拍的，做也做不到的。
It is something Hollywood can't even dream or imagine.
在历史上，你看见是空前从来没有过的。
On the television side, we see something we've never seen before.
你知道美国的敌人一直希望把战争带到美国的本土上。
You know the enemy of the U.S. always wants to bring the war on American soil.
日本人想这样做。
The Japanese wants to do so.
没有成功。
They cannot succeed.
德国想这样做。
The Germans want to.
没有成功。
They did not succeed.
你看见说苏联想这样做
you see, the Russians want to
没有成功
they did not succeed.
结果这一班人他们成功
As a result, this group of people, they succeeded.
他们说我们的剑终于到了敌人的领土上
They say now our sword is on the enemy soil.
所以全世界都看见
The whole world is able to see
就在9月11号那一天
It is on 9/11.
不光是两个高塔 不光是两个这个双那个双星，不光是 Twin Tower 两这个双塔倾倒下来。
Not only did the Twin Towers fall，
这个完全是不可思议的。
This is something that we cannot imagine。
你知道当初建造这个两个双星大楼的时候
？Now you know when these two towers were built。
他故意要造成长方形的。
They wanted to make it rectangular。
你知道如果是圆的话
？Now it is round。
你只要中间集中一点的话
，All you have to do is focus on one point。
你看见它的这个。它这个波的震动是一定这样，所以这个毁坏是最大的。
Then you can see by the impact, by the waves, it will just destroy it.
所以当初建造这双塔是特别长筒长方形的。
So as they build this tower, it has to be long and rectangular.
所以你最多毁掉一层楼。
At the most, you can only destroy one floor.
或者两层楼。
Or maybe two floors.
如果其中有三层、四层有火灾的话，你看别的层不受影响。
Maybe three or four floors might have fire, but the other floors will not be affected.
全世界很少像这样。坚固的摩天大楼几乎找不到的。
Now no one can build such a firm skyscraper, a sky building.
谁会想到
？Who would imagine?
结果你看，他们用敌人的技术。
They used the technology of the enemy.
他们驾驶的技术根本就从美国学来的。
They learned the flying aviation from the U.S.
他们不知道怎么起飞，也不知道怎么降落。
They don't know how to fly, how to take off, or how
to land. 他们只知道如果劫机后怎么样能够撞上双星的大楼。
They only know how to fly and ram into the buildings.
他们还从 Microsoft 所产生的那个软体学习怎么撞那个大楼。
Even from the software of Microsoft that produced to learn how to rush into the building.
你看见吗？他用最低资本的最可以说用这个最低成本的最低用最低的成本。
They used the lowest resources.
结果他们达到了最高的效果。
The minimum resources to have the maximum effect.
他们当初用最低的科技，用一把刀，用美工刀就是了。
Before they used the lowest resources, just a knife made by the U.S.
结果最后要达到高科技的最高效果。
Now they have the highest, the maximum technology, the result from it.
这一次他们总共花了多少钱呢
？How much money did they spend on all of
this? 那根据统计，不到$500,000。
According to the calculation, not more than $50,000.
不到$500,000产生的结果是震撼全世界的结果。
That $500,000, they are able to have such an impact in the world.
从那天开始
，From that day on，
现在人忽然醒过来
，Man has been awakened.
你看见有一个新的。恐怖主义终于诞生了。
We're able to see the birth of a new terrorism.
在这个新的恐怖主义阴影底下
，And under the shadow of this new terrorism,
你看见他们所要求的
，You're able to see what they require.
乃是大量的死伤。
It is a great casualty.
所以因着这个缘故
，For that sake,
现在人类忽然间醒过来
，Now man is suddenly awakened.
在这些人的手里面
，Under these hands of these people,
他们所希望的是大量杀伤的武器。
What they desire are weapons of mass destruction.
你看。看见吗？只有大量杀伤的武器能够毁掉许许多多的人。
Now, do you see only these weapons of mass destruction can destroy many, many people?
所以全世界才忽然醒过来。
Now, the whole world has suddenly awakened.
如果大量杀伤的武器在他们的手里的话
，If these weapons of mass destruction are in their hands,
你看见整个的世界就完全改变了。
You're able to see the whole world will change.
那么这个，我想我们现在看回过头看很清楚，很清楚的。
Now, I think if we reflect and look at it, it's very, very
当然核子武器是大量杀伤的武器。
Of course, with the nuclear weapons, it is very great destruction.
他们没有可能运用这个大量运用核子武器。
They're not able to wield such great weapons.
因为这是太精密、太精密的武器。
Because that is a lot of technology is too great for them.
但是问题在这里。
But that's the issue.
他们可以偷窃一些原来还没有做好的那些核子的武器。
They're able to steal to gain for themselves the nuclear weapons that has not been put together.
然后用简单的办法把它引爆了。
And to use the very simple way to ignite it.
然后最后你看见这个就是 dirty bomb， 然后你看见所有这些，然后是个 dirty bomb， 然后你就看这个 radiation 很自然的就扩散到各地。
And then you're able to see how these dirty bombs are made. Then they're able to expand and spread throughout the world.
而 dirty bomb 最好用的地方。
And the best usage for the dirty bombs.
就好像前几天晚上新年的晚上，这个纽约庆祝是这个庆祝大年夜一样。
Now it's just like on New Year's Eve in New York, the best use for the dirty bomb.
尤其在 Times Square 那个时候挤了差不多75万人，差不多有100万就三百。 快到100万人了。
Just when they are gathered together at Times Square, about 1 million people, 750,000.
那特别集中在时报广场上。
Now when they're at the Times Square, when they're there,
而且周围都是摩天大楼的。
And there are so many high scrapers there.
所以如果有人用肮脏党用 dirty bomb 的话
，If someone was to use a dirty bomb,
你看这是个对他们，这对他们来说是最理想的场合。
You're able to see that is the best place to use such bombs.
因为等到这个肮脏的爆发的时候，你看它不能扩散的，有很多很多。摩天大楼把它挡住了。
You're able to see the dirty bombs cannot expand because the high buildings are blocking it.
结果我没有想到，还有75万勇敢的纽约客还跑到时报广场去。
Yeah, you can see there's still so many brave souls that go to the Times Square.
但是我们知道，纽约一直是在这个阴影底下的。
We know though that New York's always under the shadow now.
我们不知道什么时候，我们不知道什么时候恐怖分子会运用这样的武器。
We don't know when these terrorists will use such a weapon.
但是除了这个之外，还有化学武器。
But besides this, there are still chemical weapons.
我们知道，在日本已经在地下铁，你叫恐怖分子已经用过了。
We know that in the subways of Japan, the terrorists have already used these chemical weapons.
但是最可怕的
，But what's most frightening?
乃是生物的武器。
It is the biological weapon.
这个生物的武器被称作穷人的氢原子弹。
Now, the biological weapons is called the atomic bomb of the poor.
有人告诉我们，有专家告诉我们说
，Now there are the experts that tell us.
如果你要把敌人，你如果要占领敌人一平方英里的话
，If you want to occupy an acre of a land of the enemy,
一平方英里
a square mile.Of the enemy.
结果你看见如果用传统式的战争的话是1200块钱。
If you use the warfare of the old, then it's traditional warfare, it will be $1,200.
但是如果你有核子弹的话
But if you have this atomic, the nuclear bomb,
那是800块钱。
It's $800.
如果你用生物武器的话
If you use biological weapons,
对不起，如果你用化学武器的话
If you use chemical weapons,
500块钱。
It's $500.
如果你用生物武器的话
If you use the biological weapons,
一块钱就可以了。
$1.
所以弟兄姊妹你现在明白
So brothers and sisters, now you understand.
为什么像美国这样的国家
Why is it for a country like the U.S.
对于大量杀伤的武器是那么敏感
That they're so sensitive to WMD.
一直到现在美国没在伊拉克没有找到大量杀伤的武器
Until today, the U.S. cannot find any of these weapons in Iran.
但是根据那个时候的情报很明显是有的
But the reports all point to it, there is.
那问题在这里
That is the problem.
为什么美国变得这么敏感
Why is the U.S. so sensitive?
变得这么高度敏感
That they're so highly sensitive.
因为美国的政府对他老百姓有责任的
Because the U.S. government has a responsibility to its people.
所以现在我们可以看见说什么时候有大量，什么时候有这个新的恐怖主义
？Now we're able to see now with this new terrorism.
你看见跟着新恐怖主义的，就是大量杀伤的武器。
What follows this new terrorism are these WMDs?
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
现在问题。我们自从9/11以后，我想我们看得很清楚，很清楚。
Now after 9/11, we can see very, very clearly.
你如果读圣经的话
，If you read the Bible，
到了第六号的时候
，On the sixth trumpet，
你看见新的恐怖主义到了最高峰。
You're able to see new terrorism at the highest point.
到那个时候，你看见不是3000人不明不白的死。
At that time, you see it is not 3,000 people who die unknowingly.
乃是200,000的人不明不白的死。
It is 20,000 people that will just die unknowingly.
圣经告诉我们三样的武器。
The Bible tells us three weapons.
毁掉了人类的三分之一。
That they're able to destroy a third part of man.
所以可见这三样的武器是大量杀伤的武器。
We're able to see these three weapons are three mass destruction weapons.
在什么地方有着大量杀伤的武器呢
？Where are these weapons to be found?
幼发拉底河。
It is at the Euphrates River.
今天伊拉克有没有我们不知道。
We don't know if Iraq has these weapons.
从前是有的。
They had it before.
联合国老早知道他们是有的。
The United Nations know they had it.
当第一次波斯湾战争
，After the first Persian Gulf War，
他们是有这些生化武器。
They had these weapons，
而且根据情报，他们有的都已经把它放在 warhead 上，已经放在弹头上面了。
And according to the reports， they have these weapons and they put it in the warhead。
根据联合国的资料
，According to the information from the UN，
如果萨达胡塞能够 完全发挥他的果效的话，
If Saddam Hussein is able to have the full effect of all this,
那那个时候伊拉克的存量，那个或者这些剂量能达到一个什么效果呢？
At that time, with all the weapons that Iraq had, what is the result?
足以毁灭整个的人类。
It is able to destroy all of mankind.
那这个的的确确是记录的。
In fact, that is recorded.
有一个情报说，
There is this report that says,
萨达胡塞可能在那次要用这个生化的武器。
Saddam Hussein was going to use these biological weapons.
但尤其是这一类的武器，像毒气这一类的东西。
Especially like these weapons of poison gas.
他不能随便就用的。
He cannot just use it as he wants.
他要等风的方向。
He has to wait for the right wind direction.
如果风的方向是吹向敌人的话，他可以用的。
Now if the wind is blowing toward the enemy, he can use it.
如果这风的方向是吹向自己，他不能用的。
If the wind is blowing toward his direction, he cannot use it.
那听说萨达胡森一直等，一直等，一等，结果那风向不是从风向一直是向着自己，不是向着敌人的。
As the report says, he continues to wait and wait. All the wind directions blowing toward himself, not the enemy.
你能不能相信世界上有许多基督徒的祷告？
Can you believe that many Christians were praying?
他们那个捆绑在地上捆绑，在这求神捆绑，也求神捆这，他们在地上祷告，求神捆绑这件事。
They were praying on earth for God to bind this matter.
你相信如果神听这个祷告的话，
Do you believe if God hear these prayers?
那么要问神用什么方法来捆绑这件事呢？
Let me ask you, what does God use to bind this?
人可以有大量杀伤的武器。
Man can have great powers of great destruction.
但是神可以送一阵的风。
But God can send just the wind.
你看见说萨达胡塞英雄无用武之地，他没有办法发挥他的能力，发挥他所有。
Now you're able to see Saddam Hussein with all the power he has, he cannot wield it.
但是现在我们知道这些都已经是历史了。
We know that it's all history now.
如果我们往前看的话，
If we look forward,
现在怎样我们不知道。
We don't know what will happen.
有的人说会不会在叙利亚？
Some say, is it in Syria?
我们也不知道。
We don't know.
但是有一件事我们知道。
But there's one thing we know.
到了第六个号的时候，
On the sixth trumpet,
幼发拉底河流过的地方，
Where the river Euphrates had flowed,
在那里很明显有三种的大量杀伤的武器。
There is three weapons of mass destruction.
那么这个幼发拉底河所流过的地方是什么地方？
Now what are these areas where the Euphrates River had flowed?
伊拉克，
It is Iraq,
叙利亚，
It is Syria,
还有土耳其，
And Turkey.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们的眼睛只注意伊拉克。
Today our eyes are only on Iraq.
但是等到第六号的时候，
But on the sixth trumpet,
有一件事我们知道。
There's one thing that we know.
根据神的话，
According to the word of God,
到了那个时候，
On that time,
你看见说新的恐怖主义就达到了最高峰。
We can see new terrorism at the highest point.
不光如此，
Not only that,
你看见为什么三分之一的人就这么倒下了？
You're able to see why the third part of man have just died.
你发现说和三种大量杀伤的武器发生关系。
You discover it has to do with these three WMDs.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我解释了半天，
I explained for half a day.
就让弟兄们看见。
It is for brothers and sisters to
know. 到了一个时候，
one time,
你看见幼发拉底河变成逼迫别人，逼迫变为逼迫的一条河。
The river Euphrates is a river that will persecute man.
你看从这条河的周围，
You can see around this river.
结果三分之一的人，二十万万的人就这么不明不白的就死去。
As you can see, third part of men, 20,000, they die unknowingly.
现在我们所看见的不过是开始。
Now what we see is but the beginning.
3000人和200,000万人不能相比。
3,000 compared to 20,000, there's no comparison.
到底这个世界怎么演变下去？
In fact, how will this world continue to change?
你我看见主回来的日子实在是很近。
As it does so, you can see, you and I can see the day of the Lord's
return is drawing near. 你看见主的话是那么清楚的。
The word of the Lord is so clear.
所以让我们明白。
So let us understand.
在世界要结束以前，
Before the world will end,
有一条河是非常著名的。
There is a very famous river.
你看见世界，你打开新闻，打开报纸。
If you open the news, you turn to the newspaper.
最重要的新闻到时候都是沿着幼发拉底河的。
All the most important news will surround the Euphrates River.
这是第六号。
That is the sixth trumpet.
到了第六个晚呢，
On the sixth bowl,
圣经告诉我们幼发拉底河要干掉了。
The Bible tells us the river Euphrates will dry up.
然后东方的诸王为他们预备道路。
It is to prepare the way for the kings of the east.
然后他们率着20,000,000的马兵。
And then they will lead 20,000 horsemen, soldiers, armor, 200 million.
马兵，然后呢，你看就过了幼发拉底河。
They crossed the river Euphrates.
最后向以色列进军。
At the end, they will attack Israel.
然后向以色列进军。
And they will attack.
March on.
They'll march on. They'll march
toward,
march on toward Israel.
所以到了这个时候。
At that time.
最后，你看见哈密基顿战争就开始。
We're able to see the beginning of Armageddon.
然后。 第六个碗，最后第七个碗，我们的主就回来，就脚着脚就踩在橄榄山上。
The sixth bowl, the seventh bowl, and our Lord will return. His foot will be set on Mount Olivet.
所以弟兄姊妹，So
brothers and sisters,
人类历史从中东开始。
Man's history began in the Middle East.
人类的历史要从中东结束。
Man's history will also end in the Middle East.
你注意到没有？
Do you take note of this?
人类开始的时候有一条河叫做幼发拉底河。
At the beginning of man's history, there's the river Euphrates.
最早那条河是带给人祝福的。
At the beginning, this is a river of blessing.
那条河是灌溉整个伊甸园的。
This river flows through the entire garden.
那条河要叫神得的荣耀的。
It is this river is to give glory to God.
那条河要为神收复他所有的领土的。
This river is to occupy, to subdue, recover all the lost lands for God.
但是曾几何时，什么时候？
But at a certain time when it happened,
你看这条河完全变了样子。
You can see this river completely changed.
本来是祝福的。
It is for blessing.
现在变成咒诅。
Now it is cursed.
你看见吗？
Do you see this?
本来叫全世界得的祝福。
It is for the whole world to be blessed.
现在三分之一的人就不明不白地倒下了。
Now a third part of man will die in lonely.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
如果我们明白这个对称，
If we understand, we know the symmetry.
如果我们明白 Alpha 跟 Omega 的对称的话，
If we know the symmetry of Alpha and Omega,
现在我们要问，
Now we must ask,
这件事是怎么发生的？
How will this happen?
怎么从祝福的幼发拉底河变成逼迫的幼发拉底河？
How is this river of blessing, the Euphrates, become a river of persecution?
本来那条河代表祝福， 怎么现在变成咒诅了？
That river was to represent blessing, now it represents curse.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
现在我们要问，
Now we must ask,
是什么事情发生了？
What happened for this?
所以 我们还得要回到创世纪。
We must still return to Genesis.
现在大家明白吗？
Now do you understand?
今天许多人光读启示录。
Today we only read Revelation.
当然读不懂嘛。
Of course we won't understand.
所以很多人希望我能和他一同来读启示录。
So many people desire that I will read Revelation together with them.
我一直非常的犹豫。
I always hesitate about this.
原因在哪里呢？
What is the reason?
因为启示录是最难读的一卷的书。
Because Revelation is the most difficult book to read.
它需要用65卷书来解释它。
You need the other 65 books to explain it.
你除非65卷书你读得很熟。
Unless you're extremely familiar with the 65 books.
因为这卷书是需要65卷来解释它才可以。
Because you need all 65 to explain this book.
你如果读幼发拉底河，
If you read the Euphrates River,
你知道有六个号六个碗， 等等等等，
you only know of the six trumpets and the six bowls, etc.
但是那个解释在哪里？
But where is the explanation?
那个解释在创世纪。
The explanation is in Genesis.
现在你要问，
Now you must ask,
那个本来给人祝福那条河怎么变成咒诅呢？
That river of blessing, how can it change to a river of curse?
所以一定有些事情发生的。
There must be something that happened.
等到你读创世纪的时候，
When you read Genesis,
现在你眼睛开启了。
Now your eyes are open.
现在你才明白启示录为什么这样写。
Now you understand why Revelation is written in this way.
所以弟兄姊妹明白吗？
Brothers and sisters,
这就是我们的目的。
This is our purpose.
许多事我们要明白神永远的旨意。
Many times we want to understand the eternal will of God.
我们最少要把头跟尾要弄清楚。
We must be clear on the beginning and the end.
许多事我们没有弄清楚。
Many times we're not clear.
我们可以用这个名词。
We can use this term.
你知道现在慢慢变得很时髦了。
Now we're very confused.
Very fashion.
Very
很时髦。
Very fashionable.
你知道现在你讲神永远的旨意非常时髦的。
You know, when you speak on the eternal will of God, it's very fashionable.
你看别人都不懂，我们懂。
The others don't know, but we know.
别人都不会用，我们用。
The others can't use it, we can.
我们好像用了个名词，别人从来不会用的。
It seems like we have used terms others don't know how to use.
但是我要问弟兄姊妹，
But I must ask brothers and sisters,
你明白神永远的旨意有多少？
How much do you know of the eternal will of God?
你需要全本的圣经。 明白神永远的旨意。
You need the whole Bible to understand the eternal will of God.
你要明白神永远的旨意。
If you want to know the eternal will of God,
就是要明白全本圣经。
You must understand the whole Bible.
那这次我们时间很有限。
Now our time is very limited.
所以我们只能用 Alpha book 跟 Omega book 来看它。
So we only use the Alpha book and the Omega book to look at it.
希望主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
叫我们更爱慕主自己的话。
So that we long and desire for the word of God.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
We thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
所以这个就是一个很清楚的例子。
This is a very clear example.
我们要问说，
We must ask,
这个幼发拉底河怎么变了颜色了？
How did this river Euphrates change?
那个答案很明显在第三章里面。
the answer is very clearly in chapter 3.
到了创世第三章。
When Genesis chapter 3.
弟兄们，你们知道人类堕落了。
Brothers and sisters, you know that man fell.
结果圣经怎么说？
As a result, what did the Bible say?
天就起了凉风。
That there was a wind, in the cool of day.
你看见天本来没有起风的。
Now there was no wind in the air.
在伊甸园，你不懂得什么叫起风这件事。
Now in the Garden of Eden, you don't know about this cool in the day.
那个时候的气候刚好到一个地步。
The climate at that time is just to a
certain point. 亚当跟夏娃只穿上光明做他们的衣服。
Now Adam and Eve are just as they are.
No.Clothed with light,
they're
是用光明来做他们的衣服。
They're clothed with light.
所以光明就是他们的衣服。
So light is their garment.
他们不需要穿衣服的。
They don't need to put on clothes.
因为那个温度刚好能叫他们能生存的。
Because the climate is just perfect for them to live.
所以有读气象的人告诉我们说。
So those who study the weather.
你知道自从人堕落以后。
After man fell.
你很明显看这个雨量带啊，就从一个地方就挪到另外一个地方去。
You can see the tropical regions.
雨量带。
Where there's a lot of rain.The regions, they shift to another area.
雨量的带，就是这个，我们知道有一个 band, 有一个带是下雨的。
We know there's a band that carries a lot of rain, always in this region, a lot of rain.
你看见在某一个，本来在某一个地方的。
We know it is in this certain place.
现在慢慢就挪移起来了。
Now this region, this band shifts, moves.
所以后来等到伊甸园变了颜色以后。
After the Garden of Eden changed,
那就告诉我们这个雨量带从一个地方往北挪。
It tells us that this band moves north.
那就挪到后来迦南的地方。
It moves now to the land of Canaan.
这是后来的事情。
This has happened later on.
所以你看见到了后来，在波斯湾那一带就变成一片沙漠了。
You're able to see then this Persian Gulf area becomes desert now.
但是在亚当夏娃那个时候。
But during the time of Adam and Eve.
你看那个气候是刚刚好。
You can see the climate is just perfect.
所以他们就只穿上光明就可以了。
They're only clothed with light, and that is just fine.
所以这就是亚当和夏娃的衣服。
That is the garment of Adam and Eve.
所以亚当夏娃从来不知道天起了凉风这件事。
Adam and Eve never knew about this matter in the cool of day.
当伊甸园最没有还没有犯罪的时候。
Before there was sin in the Garden of Eden.
最没有进到这伊甸园以前。
Before sin entered into the Garden of Eden.
在伊甸园里面根本不知道什么叫做凉风。
In the Garden of Eden, you don't know what it means to be in the cool of day.
结果圣经说天起了凉风。
But the Bible tells us in the cool of day.
你看见神在园中行走。
That as God was walking in the garden.
他说人在哪里？
Where is man?
你看人失落了，人犯罪。
You can see man sin, man fell.
所以从第三章开始
，starting from chapter three，
就是人类堕落的开始。
That is the beginning of man's fall.
你看见亚当和夏娃吃了神所不可以吃的禁果。
You can see that Adam and Eve ate the forbidden food God told them not to eat.
结果那个禁果叫他们感觉到自己，给他们带来 self-consciousness， 叫他们感觉到自己。
As a result of partaking of that fruit, they had self-consciousness. They felt about themselves.
结果他们才知道自己是赤身露体的。
Then they discovered they were naked.
结果他们就无花果叶来遮盖他们自己的羞耻。
Then they covered their shame, their nakedness with the fig leaves.
结果等到天起了凉风的时候。
In the cool of day.
你看见他们所做的不能够遮盖他们自己。
You're able to see what they did cannot cover themselves.
最后神为他们做了一件皮的衣服。
As a result, God gave them garments of skin.
那就是告诉我们说，除非是有一个动物流血了，现在这个皮才能够做他们的衣服。
In other words, unless there is shedding of blood, there is sacrifice. The animal must be killed in order to have this garment of skin.
我们知道说，悲剧是从伊甸园开始。
We know this sad tragedy began in the Garden of Eden.
我们知道说，刚开始的时候，神在这个门口用基路伯的火箭。神用基路伯火箭就看守了整个的这个生命树。
We know then God used the cherubims and the flaming sword to guard to keep the way to the tree of life.
然后所有的亚当和夏娃他们就给赶到伊甸园的外面。
And then we know that Adam and Eve was cast out of the Garden of Eden.
那么后来我们知道说这个伊甸园慢慢就走了样子了。
Later on, we discovered this Garden of Eden gradually changed.
本来有四条河的。
There was four rivers.
因为地受了咒诅。
Because the land was cursed.
很可能雨量带往北挪移的缘故。
Very possibly because the bend went northward.
所以本来是人间的乐园，人间的天堂。
It was paradise, the paradise on earth.
现在你看见是一片大的沙漠。
Now we're able to see it is a great desert.
不光伊拉克南边是沙漠，你看见沙特阿拉伯也是沙漠。
Not only the northern part of Iraq is the desert, but all of Saudi Arabia is desert.
结果你看见有两条河就埋到沙漠的里面去。
You're able to see that two rivers went under the desert.
还剩下两条河。
There are two rivers left.
那么这两条，一条是底格里斯河，一条是幼发拉底。
And these two rivers, one is the Tigris, one is the Euphrates.
那你读旧约历史的时候
，When you read the Old Testament,
你就知道这两条河。果然逼迫了神的百姓。
You truly see these two rivers persecute the people of God.
幼发拉底河有个大城叫做巴比伦。
Now there's this great city Babylon in the Euphrates.
底格里斯河有一条大城叫尼尼微。
Now there's this great city Nineveh in the Tigris.
尼尼微是亚述的首都。
Now Nineveh is the capital of Assyria.
那么我们知道巴比伦是巴比伦国的首都。
Now we know Babylon is the capital of the Babylonian Empire.
所以我们说过，你看见吗？等到以色列被掳的时候
，So you can see when the Israelites were in captivity.
他们不是被掳到幼发拉底河，就是被掳到尼尼微，被掳到底格里斯河。
If they are not in captivity in the river Euphrates, they are in the Tigris River in Nineveh.
亚述就是伊拉克的北边，巴比伦就是伊拉克的南边。
Asher, Assyria is the northern part of Iraq, and Babylon is the southern part of Iraq.
而幼发拉底和底格里河就刚好流过整个的伊拉克。
And the Euphrates and Tigris, they flow through the entire land of Iraq.
那弟兄，怎么现在你明白了
？Now, brothers and sisters, you understand.
为什么伊拉克今天在我们报上，在报章上常常会出现
？Why is it this country, Iraq, always appear on the headlines?
为什么以色列和巴勒斯坦人发生冲突的时候
？Why is it that when there's conflict between the Palestinians and the Israelites?
萨达胡塞号号召600万的志愿军从伊拉克要去解放巴勒斯坦人。
That Saddam Hussein asked for 600,000 freedom fighters, the soldiers who go at will to go and help the Palestinians.
600,000 600,000
6 million.
结果有200万是妇女。
There's 2 million that are women.
所以你看见吗？为什么当这个巴勒斯坦人有人阵亡，有人在战场，或者有一些恐怖分子这个捐躯这个阵亡的时候
？So brothers and sisters, you can see when one of the Palestinians die, when they die because of the battle.
那为什么萨达胡塞特别派了个使者到那个家里面去，给这个家有10,000块钱美金。
Why is it that Saddam Hussein would send a messenger to go to this family of this martyr for them that to give them $10,000?
所以你看得非常的清楚。
You can see very clearly.
你读整个旧约的历史。
When you read the entire history of the Old Testament,
那是整个旧约的故事。
That is the history of the Old Testament.
那是起初的故事。
That is the story of the beginning.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
你怎么明白今天所发生的事
？How do you understand of the events today?
你看见圣灵永远用过去的来解释现在。
You can see the Holy Spirit always uses this past to explain the present.
那更重要的。
What is even more important?
现在我们要问。
Now we must ask.
自从伊甸园变了颜色以后
，After the Garden of Eden changed,
地长出荆棘和。
There is thistles and thorns that grew.
现在四条河变成两条河。
Now the four rivers change into two.
然后你读到创世纪第十章、十一章的时候。
And then when you read Genesis chapter 10 and 11,
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
你就觉得很稀奇的。
You discover very amazingly.
那件是什么呢
？What is that?
那件是当你读第十章的时候。
That is when you read chapter 10.
你就看见说有70个国家。
That you see there are 70 nations.
那这是非常有意义的，非常有意思的。
This is very meaningful.
你知道吗
？Do you know?
这个当亚当夏娃堕落犯罪的时候
，After Adam and Eve sinned and fell,
是个人背叛。
That they were individually cursed, judged.
那背叛。
Oh, they rebelled individually.
Individually.
There's an individual rebellion.
所以你看见这是亚当跟夏娃的故事。
You can see that it's the story of Adam and Eve.
但是等到了。创世纪第十章、十一章的时候
，But when we read Genesis 10 and 11,
你看见神本来的目的是什么
？You can see what the purpose of God is.
神本来的目的是以伊甸园来做中心。
God wants to use the Garden of Eden as the center.
从那里开始。
To start from there.
然后生养众多，遍满地面。
And then to be fruitful and multiply and fill the land.
你看，你要把天带到全世界每一个角落。
He was to bring heaven onto every corner of this earth.
那这些人，那么凭着神的旨意吃了生命树。
Now these people, if they eat of the tree of life,
现在他们能为神掌权。
They're able to reign for God.
能彰显神的荣耀。
To manifest the glory of God.
他们所到的地方，神的国就到什么地方。
Wherever they went, that is where the kingdom of God is.
所以现在神把那个为他们为神把那个国赐给他们。
Now God has given them that kingdom.
所以你看见神的名在全地是何其美。
You are able to see how excellent is thy name in all the earth.
神的旨意行在地上，好像行在天上。
The will of God being done on earth as it is in heaven.
但是很可惜，人失败。
Unfortunately, man failed.
你看人被伊甸园赶出来了。
Man was cast out of the Garden of Eden.
结果怎么办呢？
What is the result?
他们也遍满全地。
They still fill the land.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
现在他们吃了善恶树的果子。
Now they have partaken of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Everyone is the same.
而且每一个人现在都站在撒旦的这一边。
Now everyone is standing on the side of Satan.
都站在神的对面。
They are standing in opposition to God.
是不是你看见这个悲剧吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you see this tragedy?
本来他们无论到哪里要把祝福带到哪里。
Before no matter where they went, they are to bring blessing.
现在因着人断堕落犯罪，你看死亡悲哀。就带进来了。
Now because man sinned and fell, bear sorrow and death.
所以现在到处都是咒诅，到处是死亡，到处都是悲哀。
Now everywhere is curse and sorrow and death.
不，弟兄姊妹，现在你看见吗？
Now do you see?
他们本来应该是站在神的这一边。
They were to stand on God's side.
结果他们反而成为撒旦的顺民。
Yet they became now submissive to Satan.
你看见吗？
Do you see?
现在神撒旦借着他们。
Now Satan through them.
反而你看见有一个情形出来了。
Is able to have this circumstance for himself.
弟兄姊妹，这个到第十章就很清楚了。
Brothers and sisters, in chapter 10, we can see this.
到了第十章。你看全世界有七十个国家。
In chapter 10, you can see 70 nations.
你看见不光是布满了地面。
You can see not only did they fill the land.
而且他们团结起来了。
Yet they unite together.
一个国家一个国家团结起来了。
Nation after nation, they unite one to another.
你看有多少个团结的单位呢？
You can see how many units are united.
有七十个团结的单位。
There are 70 units are united.
现在你看见每一个都是 nation, 每一个都是国家。
Now you can see each of them is a nation, each of them.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这些为什么一个国家一个国家兴起来呢？
Why is it that there are nation after nation that rises up?
现在刚好神所巴望的，所神所期待的，刚好是相反的。
Now this is exactly what God was hoping for, what He desired.
现在七十个国家都站在撒旦的这一边。
Now all 70 nations are standing on the opposite side, on Satan's side.
七十个国家都站在神的对面。
They are standing in opposition to God.
弟兄姊妹，你看见了吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you see?
本来是一个人、两个人站在神的对面。
It is only one or two individuals in the opposite side of God.
跟随了撒旦，
they have followed Satan.
他们做了撒旦的顺民，
they have become the followers of
Satan. 他们成为了罪人了，
they have become sinners.
弟兄姊妹，今天不是这样的情形，不是这样的情形吗？
Brothers and sisters, isn't the circumstance the condition today?
但是不要记得，
but do not forget.
自从伊甸园变了颜色以后，
after the Garden of Eden changed,
你看见这个世界也变了颜色。
You can see this world change.
本来这个世界就是神为他们所预备的国。
This world was the kingdom that God prepared for them.
人能够为神来掌权。
That man is able to reign for God.
现在人不是代表神。
Now, man cannot represent God.
现在人代表神的仇敌。
Man represents the enemy of God.
那因为这个缘故，
because of that,
本来敬拜独一的真神的，
when they only worship the one true God,
现在撒旦欺骗他们，
now Satan deceived them.
所以这些人就变成拜偶像的人。
So these people become idol worshippers.
所以你读到创世纪第十章、十一章的时候，
so when we read Genesis 10 and 11,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
现在你看见说遍地都是偶像。
Now you're able to see idols fill the land.
现在你看见撒旦得着敬拜。
Now you're able to see Satan gains the worship.
凡是有人烟的地方，
when there is man and smoke,
都是撒旦的荣耀的地方。
It is where there is glory for Satan.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
So brothers and sisters,
现在本来神的目的是希望人能够成为祝福。
The purpose of God is for man to become a blessing.
能从撒旦的手下夺回那些失去的领土。
From the hand of Satan to regain the lost land.
结果人堕落犯罪以后，
yet after man sinned and fell,
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
全地又是握在他的手下。
The whole world again fell under the hand of the evil one.
现在以整个的巴比伦，整个的这个什么，整个的这个伊甸园变了颜色了。
Now the Garden of Eden changed. It completely changed.
本来伊甸园是祝福的中心。
The Garden of Eden should be the center of blessing.
现在同样的一个地方。
Now in the same place.
变了颜色了。
It has changed.
本来是花园，现在是沙漠。
It was the garden. Now it's the desert.
本来四条河，现在变成两条河。
It was four rivers. Now only two rivers.
本来祝福是从那里出来的。
It was to be a place of blessing.
现在咒诅要从那里出来。
Now it is a place of curse. It will come from there.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
在这个七十个国家里面
，and these 70 nations
分布在全世界各地的
，when they fill the land.
现在你明白吗
？Now do you understand?
为什么主耶稣当初打发七十个门徒两个两个的出去
？Why is it the Lord sent 70 disciples two by two?
主耶稣打发两次门徒。
He sent the disciples two times.
当他在加利利海附近工作的时候
，when he was working near the Sea of Galilee,
他是打发十二个门徒出去。
He sent the 12 disciples.
因为以色列有十二个支派。
Because there are 12 tribes in Israel.
你看那个主耶稣要打发门徒往以色列迷失的羊那里去。
You see that God, the Lord Jesus wants to send the disciples to the lost sheep in Israel.
那这个是十二个门徒。
That is 12 disciples.
但是等到他到了约旦河外。
But when he was outside the Jordan River.
Beyond the Jordan.
He was beyond the Jordan.
你看见他的工作中心不再是加百农，乃是伯大尼。
You can see that center of his work is no longer Capernaum, but it is.
Bethany. 那在伯大尼的时候，他打发出去是七十个，两个两个出去。
In Bethany, he sent his disciples 70, two by two.
因为伯大尼就在 Decapolis 那个附近。
Because Bethany is near Decapolis.
你看那些 Decapolis, 那些根本都是外邦人所在的地方。
You can see that is where all the Gentiles are.
所以你看见我们的主就打发七十个门徒出去。
Therefore, you can see our Lord sent 70 disciples out.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为在神的心目中。
Because in the heart of God,
这个世界就是起创世纪七十个国家所代表的。
This world. Is represented by the 70 countries that's mentioned in Genesis.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
现在明白吗
Now do you understand?
本来应该遍满地面
It was to fill the land.
要把神的国带进来
It is to bring in the kingdom of God.
结果人的国建立了
Yet man's kingdom now is established.
而这些人的国建立有一个目的
And for the when man's kingdom is established, there's a
purpose. 最后有一个目的
They have a final purpose.
当你读创世纪第十章、十一章的时候
When we read Genesis 10 and 11,
你发现在七十个国家里面
You can discover in these 70 nations.
有一个国是特别的
There is a special nation.
圣经特别听到他的特别提到他的国父，提到他的 founding father。
The scriptures especially mention the founding father of this nation。
那那个人名字叫做尼禄。
And this person is Nimrod。
而尼禄所建的国是什么国呢
？What is this nation that Nimrod found？
那是巴比伦。
It is Babylon.
巴比伦就是幼发拉底河流过的地方。
Babylon is the place where River Euphrates flows.
尼禄也建立了尼尼微。
And Nimrod also found Nineveh.
尼尼微就是底格利斯河所流过的地方。
And the Tigris River is where it flows through Nineveh.
结果你发现在七十个国家里面。
So you can see in these 70 nations.
哪一个国家是带头的呢
？Which is the leading nation?
你看见哪一个国家带头的
？You can see which is the leading nation.
好，问题是巴比伦。
Without a doubt, it is Babylon.
而巴比伦的国父是谁
？And who is the founding father of Babylon?
根据圣经告诉我们，他的名字叫做尼禄。
According to the scriptures, it tells us it is Nimrod.
所以现在大家明白吗
？Now everyone understands.
为什么后来他们要盖巴别塔呢
？Why is it they want to build the Tower of Babel?
他们要把七十个国家把它联合起来。
Because they want to unite these 70 nations.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
他们最后要和神来对抗。
At the end, they want to be opposing God.
所以现在明白吗
？Now do you understand?
巴别塔什么意思呢
？What does the Tower of Babel mean?
就是把全世界联合起来。
It is to unite the whole world.
他们本来是握在那恶者的手下。
They were under the hand of the evil one.
到处都是偶像。
There are idols everywhere.
但是现在他们要联合起来。
They want to unite together.
来反抗神。
To oppose God.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
现在你明白吗
？Now you understand.
当你读到创世纪的时候。
When you read Genesis.
你看见到了第十章，这个世界就形成了。
You can see this world was formed in chapter 10.
现在为什么圣经说不可爱世，不要爱世界
？Why is it the Bible tells us to not love the world.
许多年轻人不明白什么叫做世界。
Many young people don't know what it is to love the world.
撒旦为了要得着年轻人。
When Satan wants to gain the young people.
他可以用一些看 他可以用一些好像糖一样的东西。
He will use something sweet as candy.
你表面上是糖，其实背后是毒的。
It looks like candy, but in fact, it is poison.
许多年轻人不明白。
Many young people don't understand.
他们不知道世界怎么来的。
They don't know how the world came.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
为什么约翰说不可以不要爱世界
？Why is it John say do not love the world?
你要把创世纪读明白。
We have to understand Genesis.
你知道世界是怎么来的
？Do you know how the world came?
世界乃是人站在撒旦这一边的时候。
The world came because man stand on Satan's side.
不光一个一个的背叛神。
Not only individually we rebel against God.
他们联合起来背叛神。
But we unite together to rebel against God.
最后用巴别塔把大家通通联合起来了。
And the Tower of Babel unite us all together.
所以现在你看见这七十个国家有一个统一的局面。
Now you can see they're all united together as one.
现在你读启示录就明白。
Now when you read Revelation, you understand.
启示录不是有敌基督吗
？Revelation, there's the Antichrist.
你知道敌基督什么意思呢
？Do you know what the Antichrist means?
那个时候他。就全世界的政治有一个统一的局面。
There is only one political world, one government at that time.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers、
你看在尼禄的时候就是这样子的。
When you see Nimrod, that is the situation.
你看一个在 Alpha Book, 一个在 Omega Book.
One is in Alpha, one is in Omega.
你我不会懂得敌基督。
You and I would not understand about
that. 如果你没有看见第一个抵挡神的，就是尼禄。
For if we did not see the first one to oppose God, was Nimrod.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗？
Now you understand.
尼禄是在什么地方？
Where is Nimrod?
是在幼发拉底河跟底格利斯河流过的地方。
Nimrod was where the river Euphrates and the Tigris flow through.
现在变成撒旦的总部了。
Now it has become the headquarters of Satan.
现在变成世界的总部了。
Now it has become the headquarters of the world.
所有的咒诅，所有都从那里出发的。
All the curse now flow from there.
本来祝福是从那里。
It was to be a place of blessing to be divided to be flow through the world.
现在你看见咒诅从那里开始。
Now you can see curse came from that place.
偶像从那里开始。
The idols came from that place.
宗教是怎么开始的
？How did religion begin?
所有人类的宗教
All of the religion of man
都是从巴比伦开始的
began at Babylon
巴比伦宗教是什么宗教
What is the religion of Babylon
当你要进到巴比伦宗教的时候
if you are to enter into the religion of Babylon
他要给你一杯酒喝
will give you a cup of wine to drink
那个酒是用金杯装的
Now this cup of wine is made of gold
当你喝得半醉的时候
And when you're half drunk
那这个时候祭司就把那些奥秘来告诉你
Then the priest comes to tell you about the mystical things.
他就告诉你说
They will tell you.
你不需要救主
Do not, you don't need the Savior.
你自己可以拯救你自己
You can save yourself.
这个就是巴比伦的宗教哲学
That is the philosophy of the Babylonian religion.
所以不要忘记
So do not forget.
最早巴比伦的宗教
At the very, very beginning, the religion of Babylon.
就是在幼发拉底河两边出来的
It flowed from the Euphrates.
他们所拜的神就是尼禄自己
Now the god they worship is Nimrod himself.
他们所拜的女神就是尼禄的妻子
The goddess they worship is the wife of Nimrod.
后来巴比伦宗教就到了埃及，就变成埃及的宗教。
And then the religion of Babylon went to Egypt, became the religion of Egypt.
到了印度就变成佛教。
When it went to India, it became Buddhism.
到全世界许多地方就变成了许多的宗教。
And wherever it went in the world, it became their religion.
所以你看见在许多的宗教都有女神。
So you can see in all the religions there are goddesses.
他们是拜谁呢
who do they worship?
他们事实上是拜尼禄的妻子的。
In fact, they're worshiping Nimrod's wife.
连中国都有女观音，是不是
？Now even in China, there is a goddess.
你看女观音一定和女观音和生孩子有关系的。
Now you can see the goddess in China, Guanyin has to do with fertility.
所以你就看见所有的宗教通通是从巴比伦来的。
Therefore, you can see all the religion came from Babylon.
所以你读到启示录十七章的时候
，So when you read Revelation chapter 17,
讲到巴比伦是奥秘的巴比伦。
When you see it is it's talking about the mysterious Babylon.
然后他告诉我们说
，Then it tells us
是一切可憎的母亲。
It is the mother of all abominations.
弟兄姊妹，这什么意思
？Brothers and sisters, what does this mean?
她是所有宗教的母亲。
It is the mother of all religion.
你研究所有的宗教。
If you were to look into all religion,
你最后一定会追到巴比伦。
You will find the root at Babylon.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
现在明白吗
？Do you understand now?
他们联合起来。
They all unite together.
用政治的力量把它联合起来。
They use the political power to unite together.
现在有个统一的局面。
Now they have one force.
谁在那带领呢
？Who is the leader.
尼禄在那带领。
It is Nimrod who is the leader.
到了旧约，到了主快回来的时候。
Near the Lord's return.
这个全世界也是个联合的局面。
Again, the whole world is united.
那现在我们要问。
Now Now we must ask,
谁是那个带头的呢？
Who is the leader then?
那是敌基督。
It is the Antichrist.
所以你看见这个对称没有？
So you see the symmetry.
在创世纪有一个统一的局面。
There is one force in Genesis.
用政治来统一起来。
They unite politically.
后来用宗教来统一起来。
They unite religiously.
所以等到主回来的时候，
When the Lord returns,
你看见不光政治的局势是统一的。
You can see not only is it politically one.
全世界的宗教要是一个的。
It is also one religion in the whole world.
所有的宗教要回到巴比伦去。
All the religion will once again return to Babylon.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗？
Now do you see?
你知道说，当你读启示录的时候，
When you read Revelation,
你如果真要明白的话，
If you truly want to understand,
很明显的，
It is very evident.
那个答案是在创世纪。
The answer is in Genesis.
到了第十章、十一章的时候，
When we read chapters 10 and 11,
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你看见这个世界已经成型。
You can see the world has already been formed.
世界握在那恶者的手上。
The world is in the hand of the evil one.
现在人类所到的地方，
Now wherever man went,
不是祝福所到的地方，
It is not where blessing is.
也不是神的同在所到的地方，
It is not where the presence of God is.
是撒旦同在所在的地方，
It is where the presence of Satan is.
是黑暗全是笼罩的地方，
It is where darkness fills the land.
到处都是偶像，
Everywhere are idols.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
亚伯拉罕就是在这样的环境里面长大。
It is under this situation that Abraham grew up.
到了这个时候，
At this time,
你看见这个苹果是完全烂透了。
You can see this apple is completely rotten.
创世纪第三章，
Genesis chapter 3,
人堕落到罪里面。
And man fell into sin.
这个是开始的堕落。
This is only the beginning of the fall.
苹果还没有完全烂透。
The apple is not completely rotten.
到了十章、十一章的时候。
Genesis 10 and 11.
你看，不是个人的背叛，是集体的背叛。
It is not only individual rebellion anymore; it's a corporate one.
现在全世界都握在那恶者的手上。
Now the whole world is under the hand of the evil one.
人不再敬拜创造独一的真神。
No one worships the one true God who is the creator.
连亚伯拉罕也在偶像堆里面生长。
Even Abraham grew up in the enemy amongst these idols.
弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
现在全世界都握在那恶者的手上。
Now the whole world is under the hand of the evil one.
现在黑暗笼罩了整个的世
界。Now darkness fills, covers the whole land.
弟兄们，这是悲剧。
Dear brethren, this is a tragedy.
你看见吗？
Do you see?
人堕落以后，
After man fell,
神本来的目的是希望借着人。
Man's purpose is through man.
你看，叫神的旨意能够通行在地上。
So that the will of God can be done on earth.
现在你看见撒旦暂时占了上风。
Now you see temporarily Satan has the advantage.
现在你看，这是他的世界。
You can see now it's his world.
全世界的人都跟从他。
The whole world follows after him.
创世纪是如此。
Genesis, that's the case.
将来也是如此。
It is the case in the future.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
等到敌基督出现，
when the Antichrist comes forth,
敌基督是什么？
Who is the Antichrist?
在敌基督没有出现以前，
before the Antichrist came about.
你听说罪是很污秽的。
You hear that sin is very abominable.
最败坏的一个人。
And the most worst sinner.
最败坏的一个家庭。
The most worst, the sinful family.
那不光这样。
Not only that.
你看人毁掉一个人的时候。
When man destroys another.
他不光毁掉，他还把他分尸了。
Not only are they destroyed and killed, but they are.
我们听说罪是很黑的。
We hear that the heavens are dark.
但是我们还不知道有多黑。
Yet we don't know how dark, how black it is.
当到九一一事变发生的时候，
After 9/11,
当我一看见那个情形的时候，
When I saw the situation,
我第一个问题就问，
The first question I asked,
到底人间有什么深仇大恨？
In fact, how much enmity is in mankind?
你看见今天人愿意让有一些人不明不白的就这么死去了。
That man would be willing to kill one another but that innocent without being unknown.
不要问说谁做这个事。
Do not even ask who did this.
你就知道人堕落到什么地步。
You will understand then how man has fallen.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
到了九一你还不知道人堕落到什么地步。
Even at 9/11, you don't know how deep is the fall.
你必须等到敌基督出现。
You must wait until the Antichrist.
在那个以前你就听说有罪这个东西。
Before that, you only heard about sin.
你还不知道罪有多可怕。
You really don't know how frightening, how terrible sin is.
罪还不够具体的，
Sin is not a substantiated
就好像主耶稣来到地上以前，
Just as when our Lord Jesus before he came,
我们听说有爱，
We know there is love,
我们听说有忍耐，
We have heard there is patience,
我们听说有温柔，
We heard there is gentleness,
我们不知道什么叫做爱，
We don't know what love is,
一直等到有一天，
Until one day,
主耶稣诞生在伯利恒，
The Lord Jesus was born in
Bethlehem, 为我们挂在十字架上，
He was hung on the cross for us,
现在我们看见了，
Now we see,
现在我们看见爱具体化了，
Now we see how practical, how substantial
道成了肉身，
the word became flesh,
爱成了肉身，
love became flesh,
温柔成了肉身，
gentleness became flesh,
在那一层的肉身。
Patience became flesh.
当主耶稣挂在十字架上的时候
，The Lord Jesus hung on the cross.
你说神就是爱。
We say God is love.
现在我明明白了。
Now we understand.
本来我们听说爱。
We only heard of it.
我们不知道什么是爱。
We don't know what love is.
现在我们看见爱了。
Now we are able to see love.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
这是主耶稣。
This is the Lord Jesus.
这是基督。
This is Christ.
道成了肉身。
The Word became flesh.
现在我们知道什么是爱了。
Now we know what love is.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters，
你我不知道什么叫恨。
You and I do not know what hate is. 你我不知道罪
有多黑暗。
We don't know how dark sin is.
一直等到敌基督出现的时候。
Until the appearance of the Antichrist.
现在你看见什么是罪
了。Now we're able to see what sin is.
现在你看见什么是恨了。
Now what we realize what hate is.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？
Do you see?
这就是你，这就这个人就是尼禄的化身。
It is just like Nimrod.
所以给我们看见。
So brothers and sisters, we
have seen. 到了敌基督出现的时候。
When the Antichrist appears.
罪可以说人类的罪到了最高峰。
We're able to say that sin is at the highest point.
你不可能再高了。
We cannot go any higher than that.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and
sisters. 这就是启示录给我们。
That is what is shown to us in Revelation.
为什么审判是那么重？
Why is the judgment so severe?
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
当你看见那个四个天四个使者被释放。
When we see the four angels being loosed.
我们以为说。
We think.
这是他们的计划。
This is their plot.
你看见他们要杀害人类的四分之一。
They're to kill the third part of man.
但是如果你读圣经的话。
But if you read the Bible.
背后在那阴谋的人根本就是病了，这个阴谋的人根本就是敌基督自己。
The culprit behind this plot is the Antichrist himself.
但是全世界不会相信他是主吗？不会相信。
But the world will not believe, will not accept he is the culprit.
就好像在九一事件的时候。
Just like the 9/11.
许多时候你觉得应该是什么人做了这个事。
Many times we feel so and so is behind all of this.
甚至于你拿到了这个录影、录像、录影带了。
Even when we have the videotape, all the
evidence. 你看见全世界许多人根本不相信。
You still see many people in this world, they just don't believe it, don't accept it, brothers and sisters.
到了那一天。
On that day.
你的的确确能看见。
Truly, you see.
这件事是这样的发生。
This is how it will happen.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们要解释启示录里面的幼发拉底河。
If we want to explain the Euphrates in Revelation.
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
讲到开始的时候。
When we speak of the beginning.
到了第十五到了第十章跟第十一章创世纪的时候。
When we see Genesis 10 and 11.
你看人类已经堕落到极点。
You already see how deep man has fallen.
这个苹果已经烂到不能够再。
Now the apple is so rotten it cannot be any more rotten.
现在神要做拯救的工作。
Now God is to do his work of salvation.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
全世界都跟随了撒旦。
The whole world has followed after Satan.
现在荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
Now the God of glory appeared to Abraham.
在这么多人里面
，amongst all these people，
神拣选看上了，就在幼发拉底河附近，就在加勒的乌尔，就在巴比伦那个地方，神呼召了亚伯拉罕。
God saw one person. He saw Abraham in the Ur of Chaldees in Babylon near the Euphrates River.
亚伯拉罕观念里面没有只有一位神。
Now in Abraham's concept, there's more than one God.
他讲的神都是多数的。
All the gods he referred to are plural.
他从小就在偶像中间长大。
Even when he was young, he grew up amongst idols.
根据考古学家告诉我们
，According to the archaeologists,
亚伯拉罕那个时候偶像有两千种，不是两千尊，比两千种的。
There are not only 20,000 idols, but there are 2,000 different types of idols.
需要用电脑来把它分类的。
Now you need the computers just to separate the idols.
结果亚伯拉罕就在那个情形底下长大。
It is under these situations Abraham grew up.
拜偶像的人。
The idol worshipper.
他们是拿着偶像做他们的安，他们没有安全感，他们抓着偶像叫他们有安全。
They have no security at all. They use the idols as their security blanket.
在那个黑暗的世界。
In those days of darkness.
抓住偶像。
When you hold on to the
idol. 就好像点着蜡烛在黑暗里面。
It is just like you have the candle in the darkness.
当你没有别的光以前。
When you have no other light.
你宝贝蜡烛的光。
That you truly treasure this light from the candle.
这给你一点的安全。
It gives you security.
给你一点的平安。
It gives you some peace.
亚伯拉罕就是这么长大。
And that's how Abraham grew up.
但是有一天。
But one day.
荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕。
The God of glory appeared to Abraham.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神的光像太阳的光。
The light of God is just like the light from the sun.
当亚伯拉罕拿着蜡烛的光放在太阳的光底下。
When Abraham had his light from the candle under the light from the sun.
他第一次明白什么叫做黑暗。
The first time he understood what darkness is.
他从来不知道怎么对黑暗下定义。
He never had a definition for darkness.
当他拿着蜡烛光和太阳光相比的时候。
When he compared the light from the candle he had to the light of the sun.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在清楚了。
Now he is clear.
神用荣耀吸引了亚伯拉罕。
God uses glory to captivate Abraham.
神要他从本地、本族和本家到神所指示的地方。
God wanted him to go to a place out of his country, out of his kindred, out of his father's house, to a place he's taking him.
在这么多人中间
amongst all these people,
神要拣选一个人。
God wants to choose one person.
从这个人
from this person,
神要产生一个家。
God wants a family.
从一个家
from one family,
神要产生一个国。
God wants a nation.
就好像亚当的族类一样，要分遍到全世界。
Just like the race of Adam, it is to fill the land.
在亚当身上没有完成的，现在就要在亚伯拉罕后裔身上要完成。
What is not complete.Completed upon Adam, now is to be completed upon Abraham and his descendants, their brothers and sisters.
你看见迦勒地的沃尔就在撒旦的庞聚底下。
Now you can see the earth Chaldees is under the headquarters of Satan.
就在敌人的领土里面。
It is in enemy territory.
你看见荣耀的神像亚伯拉罕显现。
You can see the God of glory appear to Abraham.
感谢神。
We thank God.
现在亚伯拉罕。就离开了拜偶像的地方。
Now Abraham left the place of idol worship.
他把世界远远地丢在背后。
Now he left the world far behind.
那个世界是拜偶像的世界。
That world is a world that worships idols.
那个世界是握在那恶者手下的。
That world is a world that under the hand of the evil one.
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers
and sisters, 现在他一分钟都不能够待。
Now he cannot tarry but a minute.
当你看见太阳升起的时候。
Now when we see the sun rising.
有谁还点着他蜡烛光？
Who still has the candlelight?
所以圣经给我们看。
So the Bible shows us.
他就跨过了幼发拉底。
He crossed the river Jordan.
他就成为第一个希伯来人。
He is the first Hebrew.
希伯来人什么意思？
What does Hebrew mean?
就是从此以后，他把犹法，他把巴比伦就丢在那个后面。
It means now he has left Babylon far behind.
你看见吗？
Do you see?
本来犹法拉底河流过的地方。
Now where Euphrates flow through.
是乐园。
It is the paradise.
是祝福的中心。
It is the center of blessing.
从那里把同在和神的荣耀带到全世界各地去。
That is where the presence of God, the glory of God, is to be led to all the land.
现在同样的两条河
Now the same two rivers.
你看见这些人无论到哪里把撒旦的荣耀和撒旦的权柄带到全世界各地
Now you see wherever they went they took Satan's presence his glory all to the land
他们把偶像带到全世界各地
They brought the idols throughout the land
把宗教带到全世界各地
They brought religion throughout the land
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
你看见没有
Now you see
那现在神怎么办呢
Now what does God do
全世界都误会了
The whole world misunderstood.
你看见吗？好像神的工作失败了。
It seems like the work of God has failed.
但是感谢。
But thank the Lord.
就在好像最失败的时候。
It seems like at the time of failure.
你看见就在那个敌人的领土里面。
It is in enemy territory.
就在敌巢，就在敌人的巢穴里面。
It is right in the nest, in the headquarters of the enemy.
现在你看见神呼召亚伯拉罕。
You're able to see God has called Abraham.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
亚伯拉罕过了幼发拉底河。
Abraham crossed the river Euphrates.
现在他把世界远远地丢在背后。
Now he has left the world far behind him.
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
现在明白吗？
Now do you understand?
因着这个缘故
Because of this reason,
救恩要从亚伯拉罕开始。
Salvation will begin from Abraham.
现在神要预备一般的子民。
God will prepare for him a group of people.
从一般people.
A people.
从这个子民身上
And from this people.
你看见主耶稣能降生在伯利恒。
You're able to see the Lord Jesus born in Bethlehem.
神为着人类的救恩做了长久预备的工作。
For the salvation of man, God has done all this preparation work.
你看见乃是借着亚伯拉罕的后裔。
It is through the son, the descendant of Abraham.
先是一个人。
God is a man.
当亚伯拉罕出去的时候，还不知道往哪里去。
When Abraham went out, he did not know where he was going.
他就成为了信心的祖宗。
He has become the father of faith.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
现在让我们看见。
Now let us see.
当亚伯拉罕被偶像充满的时候。
When Abraham was filled with idols.
现在稀奇的很。
Now very amazingly.
他居然认识创造宇宙的主。
Now he knows the Lord of the creation.
当他看见独一的真神的时候
When he saw the one true God.
对他来讲没有难成的事
To him there is nothing impossible.
对他一点都不难
There is not impossible at all.
他就离开了本地本族和本家
He left his country, his kindred, his father's house.
最后他们终于到了迦南地
At the end they arrived at the land of Canaan.
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
现在明白吗
Now you understand.
迦南就是人间的天堂
Canaan is the paradise on earth.
本来伊甸园是人间的天堂
The garden of Eden ought to be the heaven on earth.
现在你看神就在敌人的领土里面
Now you can see God in enemy territory.
要把一块应许之地牛奶玉米之地给了亚伯拉罕
To give this promised land, land flowing with milk and honey to Abraham.
感谢主
We thank the Lord.
亚伯拉罕的故事我们都清楚
We are all familiar with the story of Abraham.
所以亚伯拉罕的故事就是 是我们的故事。
So the story of Abraham is our story.
你看见本来我们是在世界里面。
You know that we were in the world.
但是我们受尽了，我们都过了幼发拉底河。
But we have been baptized. We have gone through the river Euphrates.
整个世界被丢在我们的背后。
The world is left behind us.
现在我们过的生活乃是亚伯拉罕的生活。
Now the life which we live is the life of Abraham.
迦南乃代表基督那测不透的丰富。
Now Canaan represents the unsearchable riches of Christ.
乃是动物的精华。
Now,Milk is the essence of the beast, the animals.
蜜是植物的精华。
Now, honey is the essence of the plant.
Plant life.
The plant life.
所以你看见奶和蜜乃是代表生命的精华。
You're able to see milk and honey represents the essence of life.
感谢主弟兄。
We thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
等到我们到了迦南地。
Now, when we're in the land of Canaan.
现在你看在地好像在天一样。
When we're on earth, it is as in heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So, brothers and sisters.
现在你明白吗？
Now you understand.
为什么神要拣选亚伯拉罕？
Why is it that God wants to choose
Abraham? 为什么神把那块地赏给他？
Why did God give him that piece of land?
你知道神的目的就是希望巴不得我们再回到伊甸园。
You know God's desire is so willing for us to once again return to the Garden of Eden.
回到伊甸园就是回到神永远的旨意。
To return to the Garden of Eden is to return to the eternal will of God.
但你看撒旦是何等的猖狂。
You can see how bold, how proudful Satan is.
你看撒旦就是用各种各样的方法要来毁坏神的工作。
He uses all his schemes and plots to destroy.The work of God.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
但全世界人都背叛神的时候。
When the whole world rebels against God.
这里有一个人顺服神。
There is one person who submits to God.
你看见亚伯拉罕不光相信，而且顺服。
You can see that Abraham not only believed, trusted, but he obeyed.
弟兄姊妹，他没有儿子。
Brothers and sisters, he did not have a son.
因为他相信的缘故。
Because of his faith, his trust.
他快一百岁的时候。
When he was 100.
神能够收十五变为有。
God is able to create something from nothing.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见以撒一切，以撒代表一切都是神的恩典。
You see, Isaac represents all the abundance blessing of God.
神不光是十五变为有的神。
Not only a God is a God who creates something from nothing.
神也是叫人从死里复活的神。
He is also one who rises from the dead.
所以神让他献以撒。
So God asked him to offer up Isaac. When he offered up Isaac, he's able to experience God as a God of resurrection. So, brothers and sisters, now you see, through Abraham, on the one hand, God works on Abraham. All the experiences Abraham had today has become a type of our experience. Another hand, throughout history, he has already prepared history.Through the Israelites,
你看这以色列这个名是个独具的名，是不和别人混合的。
You see that they are a peculiar nation; they are not mixed with any other nation.
而且神的话在他们手里。
And the word of God is in their hand.
所以等到主耶稣降生的时候
，So when the Lord Jesus came,
他们手中神的话能证明说主耶稣是基督。
The word of God in their hand proves that the Jesus is the Christ.
从这个单纯的民族里面
，From this pure nation,
我们叫主耶稣的乃是犹大的支派。
We know that the Lord Jesus was from the tribe of Judah.
我们叫他将来要坐在大卫的。
We know that he is to sit on the throne of David.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers and
sisters, 这是为什么神拣选亚伯拉罕？
This is why God chose Abraham.
这个就开始了旧约的故事。
This begins the story of the Old Testament.
一直等到主耶稣降生在伯利恒。
Until the Lord Jesus is born in Bethlehem.
你看见果然神全世界因着亚伯拉罕的后裔得福。
Now you can truly see it is by the seed of Abraham the whole all the nations are blessed.
亚伯拉罕是以撒，以撒是雅各。
Now, Abraham begot Isaac, Isaac begot Jacob.
结果主耶稣降生在伯利恒。
And Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
他降生是人类的救主。
And when he was born, he is the savior of man.
所以全世界都因着亚伯拉罕的后裔得福。
And so all nations are blessed because of Abraham.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
现在你明白了。
Now you understand.
现在你知道说神的旨意乃是借着亚伯拉罕恢复的。
Now you know the will of God is to be recovered, restored by the Abraham.
神的旨意是借着我们来恢复的。
Now the will of God is also to be restored.
我们就像亚伯拉罕一样。
We're just like Abraham.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
We thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
你看见我们每一个人都像亚伯拉罕一样。
Now we are all like Abraham.
当我们相信。
That when we believe,
当我们也顺服
when we also obey,
你看撒旦就蒙羞了
you can see that Satan will be shamed.
现在神的旨意乃是在这般身上能够完全得到彰显
Now the will of God is able to be manifested and expressed through us, this group of people.
所以这就是创当这就是创世纪第十二章
This is Genesis chapter 12.
然后十三章
And then 13.
然后十四章
14.
等到你读完这些章的时候
When you read, finish 14,
你才发现一件事
You discover one thing.
原来自从亚伯拉罕离开加勒底的乌尔以后
After Abraham left the Ur of Chaldees,
在撒旦的权势底下
under the power of Satan,
在幼发拉底河和底格利斯河那个流域里面
in the flow of the river Tigris and Euphrates.
本来所有人都是顺服他们。
All those people obey them.
没有一个背叛他们的。
No one obeyed.
现在出了一个叛徒。
Now there is this traitor.
Rebel.
That's the rebel.
这个 rebel 是谁呢？
Who is this rebel?
这个 rebel 是亚伯拉罕。
This rebel is Abraham.
和他一家的人。
And his family.
还有罗德这些人。
And Lot.
你看见吗？
You see.
他们过了幼发拉底河。
They crossed the river Euphrates.
他们离开了他们能抓到的范围。
They left the place where they are able to grasp.
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
撒旦的目的是要叫全世界握在恶者的手上。
Satan wants the whole world to be under his hand.
那现在怎么办呢？
Now what do they do?
撒旦甘心不甘心呢？
Is he willing for this?
撒旦不甘心的。
Satan is not willing.
撒旦想办法要把他们带回来。
He is thinking of a scheme to bring them back.
所以你读到十四章的时候。
So when we read chapter 14.
现在你知道撒旦的诡计。
Now you know what his plot is.
他知道亚伯拉罕不可能回来。
He knows that Abraham will not return.
他想个办法能让亚伯拉罕能够回来。
So he's thinking of a plot to get Abraham to come back.
他从什么地方下手呢？
Where did he begin his work?
他从罗德下手。
He began on Lot.
他的罗德很容易把他带回来。
He knows Lot is very easy to bring back.
但是因为亚伯拉罕爱罗德的缘故。
Because Abraham loved Lot.
到时候不知不觉的亚伯拉罕
Unknowingly, Abraham will come back.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
这就是世界对今天基督所做的工作。
This is the work of the world on Christians today.
你蒙恩得救以后
after you're saved by grace,
这个世界对你没有希望了。
This world has no hope for you.
这个人已经完了。
It is finished.
你不是他们里面的一个。
You're not one of them anymore.
他要把你拉回来。
But they want to pull you back.
这就是十四章以后的故事。
This is the story after chapter 14.
这就是明天我们要继续说的故事。
This is the story we'll continue on tomorrow.
我们今天就说到这里。
We'll end here today.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们把这些话交在你手里。
Lord, we commit these words into thy hand.
求你把这些话印在我们的身上。
May you impress these words upon our heart.
叫我们明白你的旨意。
So that we'll understand thy will.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In the lovely name of our Lord Jesus Christ.